Home Depot founders sound the alarm over Bernie Sanders. He is the enemy of every entrepreneur. By Jeff Poor on June 25, 2019. Monday on Fox Business Network's Cavuto, Coast to Coast. Home Depot founders Bernie Marcus and Ken Longoni took aim at Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, a self-proclaimed socialist seeking the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. During their criticism of the Vermont U.S. Senator, Marcus told host Neil Cavuto that Sanders was the enemy of every entrepreneur. Partial transcript as follows. Cavuto, but do you get annoyed when you have big old targets? Not specifically on you, but that the rich, all these Democratic candidates. To a man and woman, they single out guys like you as. This is what has happened to capitalism. Unfair. Longoni, but wait a minute. What has happened to capitalism? Two, three, four of us. All humble origins, every one of the four of us. His father was a plumber. Crosstalk. Longoni, enormously successful financially. And look at what we have done. But I have got a different point. I have no trouble paying more taxes, provided it is used to redeem the futures of the young people today. What the hell am I doing? What's Bernie doing getting Social Security? We shouldn't get a check. Fix it. Make that happen. Cavuto, but it doesn't happen. Longoni, why? Because they haven't got the guts in Washington to do what they have to do. Crosstalk. Cavuto, but Bernie Sanders is out today with a plan that will tax Wall Street trades pennies on the dollar. But it's a start to pay for, among other things, college debt and maybe free college down the road. Marcus, well, look, don't bring up Bernie Sanders, because that's a red flag in front of me. Because he's the enemy of every entrepreneur that's ever going to be born in this country and has been born in the past. Cavuto, well, he represents about half the candidates' views on this. Marcus, well, we don't have, our kids today don't learn Western civilization. They don't learn history. History repeats itself. You see things happening over and over again. Cavuto, if he became president, what would you guys do? Marcus, me? Probably move to Australia. Cavuto, you can't take that aquarium with you. Marcus, well, what could he do? I mean, he can't do anything to us. He's going to affect my grandchildren. And let me just bring up one thing. Cavuto, sure. Marcus, Bernie Sanders talks about socialized medicine. My foundation now is working on one issue. And that is taking care of these veterans, kids who fought in Afghanistan, Iraq. You know that 20 a day commit suicide, 20 every single day? What is Bernie Sanders doing about that? Why doesn't he shut his mouth and do something about these kids? I didn't hear one single candidate talk about it. By the way, Trump is fully supportive of this. And you know he's done some things that can fire people that have done the wrong thing at the Veterans Administration. The Veterans Administration is what medical care is going to be like in the United States if Bernie Sanders is elected president. Cavuto, well, let me, you mentioned the president. And, Ken, let me get your take on this. Marcus, go ahead. Cavuto, the president has said, if I'm not re-elected, expect a market crash. What did you think of that? Longoni, I don't know about that. But let me go back to Bernie Sanders for a minute. Believe it or not, Chavez in Venezuela came to power through a democratic process. If the people in America today, the fellows out here with the hard hats on, if they want to know what the future holds for them following Bernie Sanders, go to Cuba, go to Venezuela, go to Russia, go to Eastern Europe. Guess what? It doesn't work. It never worked. The average Venezuelan last year lost 34 pounds. There's no food down there. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.